Today is the day the FDA Advisory Committee is debating whether to recommend the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. And they're on a fast track. Authorization could come by the end of the week. NPR health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us now with more. And Allison, young kids have been in trials for this vaccine for a few months now. What does the data show?
Well, the data submitted to the agency by vaccine maker Pfizer was from a clinical trial that included more than 2,000 children. It found the vaccine is about 91% effective against symptomatic infection. There were no cases of serious illness among children in the study, and also no cases of MISC, that's the multisystem inflammatory syndrome sometimes seen in children with COVID. Now, Dr. William Gruber of Pfizer presented to the panel just a bit ago to make the case for authorization. Here he is.
The vaccine meets emergency use authorization guidance for children 5 to less than 12 years of age. You will see that the vaccine meets all safety data expectations and that 90.7% efficacy was observed.
He says vaccinating young children can help reach herd immunity. He says it can help ensure in-person learning in schools. And he says the need for a safe and effective vaccine in children is clear.
Well, what indications have we gotten so far from the panel's opening remarks today?
Well, there have been a lot of presentations this morning, Tanya, and a vote by the advisory panel is not expected until later this afternoon. I will say FDA scientists who have analyzed the data from Pfizer that I just discussed have concluded that the vaccine's benefit in preventing hospitalizations and deaths will likely outweigh any risks of potential rare serious side effects. So the agency's analysis does support authorization. I spoke to Dr. David Kimberlin. He's a pediatrician at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He's not on this FDA advisory panel, but he's a liaison representative to the CDC's advisory committee on vaccines.
Having this vaccine available for 5 through 11-year-olds is not only going to protect the child, but also protect the child's loved ones. You know, we've already lost over 500 children to this virus. Now, with this likely authorization, I really think we're going to have a tool to be able to prevent that.
Bottom line, Tanya, the FDA advisory committee will deliberate later today, and the FDA is likely to weigh in with a decision later this week.
Allison, what is the principal concern, though, when it comes to those rare side effects?
You know, the common side effects from the vaccine, including sore arm, headache, maybe aches, chills, those are very similar to what's seen in older people. When it comes to serious side effects, the concern for younger people is myocarditis, which is an inflammation in the heart. Mm-hmm. This has been seen in very rare instances following vaccination, mostly in young men. Now, no children in the clinical trial developed myocarditis, but it is so rare that the clinical trials were probably not large enough to detect it. The committee heard a presentation today on myocarditis. The bottom line, the long-term outlook for adolescents who develop myocarditis is good. Among 12 to 17-year-olds who developed the condition after vaccination, which again is very, very rare, 30% had fully recovered 3 months later. None were still on medication. But if the vaccine is authorized for these young children, this is something that both vaccine makers and the CDC will be following, will be watching out for.
Well, parents, of course, have a lot of feelings about this. Advisory members have been flooded with emails for and against this vaccine. Whatever the decision, the FDA, not all parents are ready to have their kids vaccinated, right? What is the sentiment that you're hearing?
Yeah, well, about 44% of adolescents 12 to 17 years old have been fully vaccinated in the U.S., so that's one data point. And a recent poll from the COVID-19 Vaccine Education and Equity Project found two-thirds of parents of 5 to 11-year-olds say they do plan to vaccinate their children. I mean, typically adults who've been vaccinated are much more likely to say that they will vaccinate their young children. Among those who say they won't vaccinate their kids yet, one reason they give, they think the vaccines were developed very quickly, so they'd rather wait and see. But many do say that full approval of the vaccine from the FDA or a school mandate would prompt them to reconsider, to change their minds.
Okay, I have about 30 seconds with you. I want to ask you about some of the other vaccines. The FDA is considering authorization for the Pfizer vaccine today, but what about Moderna? Will this vaccine be considered for younger children too?
Sure. Yesterday, Moderna released some information about the results of its clinical trial in 6 to 11-year-olds, saying two doses of the vaccine, half the strength given to adults, administered 28 days apart, led to a strong antibody response. The company says the analysis showed a favorable safety profile. Bottom line, the company plans to submit its findings to the FDA, which could support authorization of the Moderna vaccine for young children.
That's NPR health correspondent Allison Aubrey. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.